you're not doing it good enough. Let's take your money and give it to some high-paid Washington folks that can really do some good.
The Chekhov's advocates are still trying to convince farmers like Condon that it's a good idea. Eventually, more than two-thirds of organic producers would have to vote in favor for it to go into effect. For NPR News, I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.
And that story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a reporting collaboration that focuses on agriculture and food production. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety, is 577, down 5 3/4. July, 581, down 5. Soft May wheat, 532.5, down 3 3/4. July, 532.25, down 3.5. May corn, 384, down 2.5. July, 392, down 2.5. September, 399.5, down 2.25. December, 408.5, down 2. May beans, 983, now 82 3/4, down 3 1/4. July, 987 3/4, down 3.5. November, 971 1/4, down 3. May soybean meal, 322.90, down 450. May soybean oil, 31.56, up 52. April live cattle, 163.95, up 92.5. Make that 82.5. April feeders are 220.82.5, up 45. April lean hog, 63.20, up 2.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with the most dynamic of the markets, and that would be in the livestock sector.
Well, we continue to see strength, especially in on the beef side of the equation, I guess. They'll say, what's for dinner tonight? We're seeing some renewed interest from Asia. We continue to deal with some fairly tight numbers, for say. Cookout featuring's coming up here real quick. So we're seeing some active interest there as the beef complex defies the law of gravity. Of course, the pork sector is just going to continue to struggle on producers piling on the weight and ideas that, we're going to continue to see ample numbers come at us here as we go into the midsummer time window.
Well, we saw some really strong buying on Friday. And with that, you got to figure the discount to cash is still pretty significant for this week.
Yeah, your traders are going to be watching the difference between the futures and the cash. Try to get that work together there. When you look out on into the deferred contracts, there's some discount back there in the beef sector, and there's some premium in the hog sector. So they're going to work those spreads here, as we continue to move forward here.
Yeah, and today's first day notice for April cattle, so I guess you would see some short covering and spec buying as well.
Yeah, on the fat side, we fairly well got through this late winter, early spring without any severe weather materializing in through here, so now it's the function of the market to sort of square away that April, then we'll move on to the June contract.
All right, let's turn our attention then to the grains, which have traded mostly down today, and that's a little bit, as I was saying a little earlier today, counterintuitive given the weather forecast we're going to be seeing in the middle of this week and then actually in the early next week as well.
Yeah, it's going to warm up, but there's going to be some moisture associated with it. If you go back a few days, into last week, they were forecasting up to 6 inches in some areas this week. Now it's down to about 3. Isolated some heavy. Moisture is going to be needed as you go further north and to the west. As you go south and east, that moisture is not going to be welcome whatsoever. We're seeing a situation where there's just too much moisture for the wheat areas in the southeast. That could probably give this July wheat future support here on breaks. Also, too, mention of wheat, we continue to see dryness out west. Here in the U.S., we got kind of a, you know, a little bit of a weather concern, no disaster yet. But worldwide, we're seeing a situation where Europe, China, and some of these other countries are seeing their weather forecast kind of cooperating through here. So as we go forward here, we'll watch how this wheat crop comes along. We'll have the first weekly crop conditions report as a whole. We won't have to watch each state-by-state breakdown in through here, so
right.
We'll see how that forecast comes out this afternoon.
And there will be some good attention to that report as it relates to the Delta, which up till now had been significantly behind, but maybe they got something done in the last few days where it has been conducive to doing some field work, and they really need to because come Thursday, it's going to rain again a lot, and then a series of storms, according to Drew Lerner, all throughout the first half of April.
Yeah, the South's going to struggle. We'll see what type of numbers they put on the planting progress there. Louisiana, particularly, you know, they're not a huge corn grower by all means. You know, you get more into Georgia or over and back into Texas, those are going to be the main states to watch and through here. But there's been corn seed returned in some of those areas there. But the main heart will be up in the upper Midwest. The main concern it would be actually the whole Ohio River Valley. I think that's probably going to be the next area that's going to be watched fairly closely.
They're going to get a lot of rain from Missouri to Ohio, evidently, in the next.
Well, that's why they call it the River Valley, I guess. But, it's not a good situation for those producers in that area. I know here where we're at, we're sitting fairly good. We just need some warmer temperatures.
So then we turn from the rain and the weather to looking at the charts and the technicals, and we ask you, have we carved out some new sideways ranges?
No, these are old sideways ranges. Gosh darn. I mean, if you go back and look at the fall low and the winter high, we had some ups and had some downs. If we bought the high and sold the low, it's been brutal trying to trade the thing, and you sold on the lows and bought the highs. Cash grain charts has virtually been sideways, too. So we're kind of stalemate in through here. Option volatility is extremely low, suggesting that the market's not excited to go sharply higher or go sharply lower. So I guess we'll kind of finalize some of these numbers here on Thursday on the monthly supply-demand report, and we'll kind of watch the weather forecast here and see actually, you know, what type of progress we see here in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, you allude to that WASDE report coming out later this week, and as we begin to think about that, we looked at the commercial position that we get from the CFTC, saw it on Friday, and it looks like commercials have increased their net longs. So is soybean demand underestimated in your estimation?
Well, no. I mean, it's stout. It's not going to go away, I think, is the best way to describe it. We've got good demand here for a meal. They're going to, you know, continue to crush for the meal. Export-wise, this is going to just drop off the cliff. I mean, we're going to have some old spurts and spats here of demand surfacing, but demand's going to virtually go to zero here for outright beans in their export market here as we move forward.
Lots of old crop corn are still in producers' hands. How do you think that that's all going to play out over the next month or two?
Well, it's going to keep a lid on the market. Producers are going to be tight holders here until they get the crop in the ground. Once they get the crop in the ground, they're going to feel a little bit more comfortable letting loose of the old crop. There could be a tsunami of old crop corn hit the market here. You know, as soon as planting progress, wraps up in most of the region, the fear is to hang on to this corn as we go into warmer temperatures, too, because it's kind of a stressful situation trying to manage that. But, I don't think we're going to fall out of bed because there's some end users still needing to get some coverage on a price break in through here. I think the moral of the story is we're not going to go high enough for the producer to get what he wants, but we're not going to go low enough for the end user to get bought at cheaper levels. I think we're going to continue to march sideways.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May hard red winter wheat, 576 and a half, down 6 1/4. Soft May, 532, down 4 1/4. May corn, 385, down 2 1/2. July, 392 and 3/4, down 1 3/4. December, 409 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. May soybeans, 984 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. July, 989 and a half, down 1 3/4. November, 972 and a half, down 1 3/4. May soybean meal, 323.20, down 410. May soybean oil, 31.64, up 60. April live cattle, 163.75, up 72 and a half. April feeders, 220.70, up 32 and a half. And April lean hog, 63.10, down 7 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.